After receiving medical treatment, some patients still need rehabilitation services or 康复治疗 to achieve full recovery. However, many doctors are complaining that we are far short of talent going into the profession, not to mention a lack of veteran professionals carrying out rehabilitation treatment. Okay, first of all, guys, please explain to us the concept of rehabilitation and...particularly the type of medical services that we are shedding some light on today.
Right, guys. So rehabilitation is so big of a spectrum, and I'm going to try to briefly talk about some of the things that are involved in this spectrum, but then really focus and tell you what basically we're going to focus on today in the way of rehabilitation and more specifically,physical therapy. Okay, so first, neuropsychology rehabilitation, therapy to regain or improve neurocognitive functions that have been lost or diminished. Maybe you have dementia, maybe you have Alzheimer's, these kind of things, to try to make your life a little bit more better, struggling with those problems. Rehabilitation, wildlife, treatment of injured animals, these kind of things.Rehabilitating them. Maybe they got a hurt leg, they can't hunt, they're about to die, it's an endangered species. We take them, we heal them, then we put them back out there, and hopefully they continue on. Drug rehabilitation, medical or psychotherapeutic treatment for dependency on substances such as alcohol and drugs. Everybody's heard of Alcohol Anonymous. That is a group of people that meet together so they can stay strong and not drink.Okay, occupational rehabilitation, that's therapy to return injured workers to an appropriate level of work activity. Now, the big one, the one that we are going to talk about today, ladies, is physical medicine and rehabilitation, a branch of medicine that aims to enhance and restore functional ability to those with physical impairments or disabilities. So physical therapy,physical rehabilitation, another word for it, using mechanical force and movement. It's kinesthesiology, but basically the focus of moving your body, you know, trying to get your body sometimes to move in certain ways and a little more each day will eventually lead to maybe...a full recovery of being able to make these movements you used to be able to do, but you had an accident and suddenly you can't do them anymore.
And that's really interesting. I think one aspect of medicine that so desperately needs attention, I think all over the world, but particularly here in China as we are discussing this today, that is we all face difficult situations and at some point probably need...medical attention. And it's important to realize that after surgery, after treatment of that illness, rehabilitation service can help you a great deal and can almost achieve a full recovery if it's done properly. Without that, it's sort of like only half of the medical process that's been carried out. So,Today, this morning, as Ryan, you've spoken to...
Yes, I did.
Yes, registered physical therapist, Dr. Rich Martinez, to talk about some of the intricacies of physical therapy. And now let's have a listen to how is that different from medical attention that we commonly receive?
Doctors, nurses, you know, they're generally looking at the body...In respects for, you know, disease.
Right.
And, you know, a lot of diseases involving the organs.
Right.
In physical therapy, we're looking at the body as far as movement. That's great that you can now, you know, that you're breathing better because the doctor helped you in that way. However, how about walking? You know, getting to the bathroom. Great, you're breathing, but now can you walk?And so with everyday life, no matter who's the individual, you know, movement is necessary and it's vital to continue to live.
This is so interesting. So basically, here's what I want to point out. Physical therapy is the doctor fixes the problem, but your body is still so much hindered, right? It is still on this path of recovery. And sometimes to just sit in a bed and recover that way, you won't be able to get the quality of life back that you once had. Mm-hmm. So these professionals basically pick up the Olympic torch that these doctors have left after curing or diagnosing or fixing the general problem. And Rich was telling me things like he had worked with a woman who couldn't hold her glass of water to drink. You know, she had to be basically, people would have to give her drinks of water. Imagine losing that independence. But Rich was able to work with her for a certain period of time. And not only would this woman eventually regain the ability to pick up a glass of water, not shake and have it spill all over her, she could pick it up and drink it. And then on top of that, she started to be able to walk. Mm. So real results come from this, is what I'm saying.
Yes, and that is an important part that I think needs a lot of attention. And also, who are the people that possibly need physical therapy the most?
Well, according to a report by Workers Daily last November, people who need rehabilitation service included elderly people, disabled people, patients with chronic diseases, and people with sub-health conditions. And I have also did a little of my research talking to a Chinese doctor here.
Oh.
Yes, before the show. And she's Dr. Kong Yongmei from, well, she is actually also a therapist, but she is also the attending and head of the rehabilitation department of Shanxi Cardiovascular Disease Hospital.
Okay.
And he was, well, he is in a lot of the associations concerning the topic of rehabilitation.
Yeah.
And she said that even though people think it's the patients who got out of a surgery, they need the kind of treatment most, but actually they only account for a small number, a small percentage of the patient's pool, I'd like to say. And also there are actually data saying that if a patient can receive certain kind of rehabilitation, the death rate of such patient would drop 20%. And the kind of rehabilitation,
wow,
if you take, and the death of the patient dying from cardiovascular disease would drop 30%. So that is a huge number.
Yes.
And that shows how important it is and how necessary it is that we are now in the medical service age 2.0. We no longer only focusing on save the patients, keep them breathing, but now we focus on improve the quality of their life.
It's like doctors keep you alive, but suddenly your quality of life might just be bedridden. Who wants to live that way? So rehabilitation gets you back to a functioning level. All right, it's that effort. Yes, doctors kept you alive, but now you want to walk, you want to do things, you want to be able to drink a cup of water. This is where these people help. Now, let me tell you something, Hyung, that I looked into some research, and I think you might find this a bit daunting. So in the U.S., the figures I understand for physical therapists to people, I guess there's 5 physical therapists per 100,000 people in developing countries. So I don't know, maybe there's more in the U.S., but just general figures for developed countries, 5 physical therapists per 100,000 people. Now, in China, it is 0.4 physical therapists for every 100,000 people. Now, let me briefly describe some of the situations. New Hongland did a great job of talking about how they aid the elderly, and referencing the cardiologist, also talking about how important it is. But even Deng Jiafeng, deputy director therapist of Beijing United Family Rehabilitation Hospital, said rehabilitation treatment can reduce and avoid disability, okay, stop further problems, and even help paralyzed patients stand up again.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa! Guys, I got pancreatitis, and you know what? I was told I couldn't eat certain things, and this could be the rest of my life. When I was finally feeling comfortable being able to eat certain fatty foods that I enjoyed, I can't understate how my world became so much better. So for these people, this is the golden chalice. This is life coming back to them, okay? But here are the situations in China that physical rehabilitation can really help, okay? So first, elderly people. Data from the National Bureau of Statistics showed that there are 240 million elderly people over 60 and 160 million over 65 in China. So these are people who might be suffering from disabilities or half disabled or have something called chronic diseases. Okay, for disabled people, a report by China News Service last June pointed out that there were 85 million disabled people of all categories in China, over 50 million of whom had the demand for rehabilitation treatment. All right, the book revealed also that there would be an average of 1.54 million more disabled elderly people over 60 years old every year. So this number is increasing, basically, of disabled elderly people each year. The total figure would reach 103 million people by 2050.
Yeah.
So we cannot wait to invest in this kind of medical treatment. Obviously, Rich said it is very important. But one last thing that I was very surprised about, Hyung, is that chronic disease came up. Because when I think of chronic disease, I don't know about you, I think of viruses, I think of colds, I think of these kind of things, just like diseases, maybe HIV or something inside, not necessarily present.
Yeah, I know what you mean, Ryan.
But...
yeah, rehabilitation in need here
and
in the studio.
For me, well, I think sometimes we all need a little bit of aid. That would be nice. And when I'm thinking about chronic disease, the first thing comes to mind is like heart problems or diabetes. When you need to inject insulin into the patient, that is disease that need constant care, or you probably need to take pills for the rest of your life. Doesn't sound very promising, but certainly more and more people are becoming patients of chronic disease, and we have another clip, audio clip from a registered physical therapist, Dr. Rich Martinez, to talk about this.
With chronic diseases, more so, you know, if they have any neurological things going on, brain, spinal cord, we want to preserve, you know, quality of life. We want to preserve any type of functional strength they have. If it's more so chronic pain, therapy provides trying to build new neural pathways so that way the pain is reduced. If it's a habitual problem, say, for instance, if it's repetitive work, or poor posture, poor body mechanics, you know, that's something definitely really quick to address. And a lot of chronic people also develop wounds,
right,
which we're trained in to take care of. And, you know, so throwing in that aspect, you know, we do a lot of wound care, definitely trying to heal wounds and making closure from inside out, and not necessarily just getting it closed immediately. And just because if there's a hole in the body, it can develop infection.
Mm-hmm.
Infection leads to other issues and possibly death.
So now you understand that actually this kind of rehabilitation is an integral part for things like chronic disease. That is including brain, heart, and kidney organs, just in general, problems with them. Which is very interesting, because most people think physical therapy is just moving, kinesthetics, trying to bring back movement of the body. But we see on so many levels that it's preserving organs' functions, okay? So according to a report by People's Daily in 2016, not so long ago, statistics showed that China had nearly 300 million people diagnosed with chronic diseases. Half of them are below 65. So these could be young people that are struggling day in, day out with these kind of things. And there's only 0.4 to every 1,000 Chinese people of physical therapists to help them.
Yes.
So basically, there's no way out.
Yeah,
on some level. So this something needs to be done, because basically what I'm saying here is on all levels, we see by, okay, so the Workers' Daily Report also revealed that it is estimated that the incidence of chronic diseases would reach 65.7% by 2030. 80% of these patients need rehabilitation treatment. So all the numbers are rising for people that are in need of these kind of treatments. Yet we don't have the proper staff for it. And even doctors in hospitals like New Honglin had talked about say, this is necessary.
This is totally necessary. And 0.4 rehabilitation doctor for 100,000 patient. That's astonishing. That's so little, so few doctors there. But there is another problem, and that problem is not even only focusing on China. It's universal. That is patients after receiving that treatment, the emergency treatment, they don't really understand how important it is to also receive the rehabilitation treatment. Actually, this is called treatment compliance, and a recent research conducted by Circulation said that only 16.3% of the cardiovascular patients they surveyed in the United States have received rehabilitation treatment, showing that people don't really know how important it is.
Right, even
and
in
also,
the United States.
Even in the United States.
Yeah.
And Dr. Kong has also told me that actually China is trying to solve that problem with the help of the IoT, Internet of Things. That is because if you think about it, rehabilitation does not necessarily have to happen in the hospital. It can happen in a lower level of hospital or a community hospital or even at home. And with the help of internet, they can show video to the patients. They can provide them with certain devices they can carry on their body that they can move, that the data would be recorded and doctors may check it so they know they're doing it right or wrong. And after that first round of rehabilitation treatment, they can be further diagnosed. The kind of recipe or therapist treatment can be adjusted and better treatment can be provided.
Right. As I understand too, Zhou Jingsheng from the Beijing United Family Rehabilitation Hospital said maybe the reason why we're not seeing a lot of this in Chinese hospitals is because rehabilitation departments require less medicine. What does that mean? Less money being made by the hospital. So that could be a problem as well. Mm. But Hyung, you wanted to say something.
Yeah, here. Certainly. This sounds like a job that is very labor intensive, as in you'll need the physician to perform, manually aid you.
Absolutely.
Yes, and not a lot of medicine is prescribed because this is a lot about hand-to-hand helping a person
totally.
To get back on their feet.
Totally.
And you guys have so vividly demonstrated this great gap between supply and demand.
Yeah.
Supply being so little despite the fact growing in China, but still is far short in meeting the need of so many patients. And this is a new area that needs awareness, that also sounds like needs a lot of funding and also a lot of money, because we're talking about enhancing the quality of life now. It's like Neil Holian said, it's not just about life and death, but it's about how can you live, enjoy life better after medical treatment. So how can that be improved?
Well, to give you an idea of kind of how much these physical therapists right now are making, according to Zhang Chao, I guess a doctor, the income of a doctor, let's say like an orthopedics doctor, I think that's for the foot, is more than three times. So the foot doctor's income is more than three times the income of a physical therapist with the same professional rank. Okay, so basically, the same professional rank on some level, orthopedic doctors help you deal with foot problems,
and also
foot
bones.
Pains, right, these kind of things. They're of the same professional rank, yet one gets paid three times more. So the incentive there to be a physical therapist is kind of, it's not there. It's basically other people are doing having the same kind of professional rank, yet making three times more. Why would I choose to be a physical therapist?
Yes, and a lot of the times, a physical therapist income depends highly on how many patients is he or she treating. And that also paints the picture of you need to work really hard to get the money you need. And as well, I think the thing is, the use of rehabilitation actually saves a lot of medical resources because that will prevent further disease.
Good point.
So that is a money well worth spent on that department.
Good point. You know what? When Rich was learning this stuff, we were friends in college, and I remember one time I went over to his place and he wanted to practice physical, like what he was learning in his physical rehabilitation. So he like had me lay on a bed in a certain way, and he like felt my bone structure, and he pulled something. He yanked something in certain directions, and all of a sudden, I felt instant relief. This feeling of just like, wow, like my body was just like, something was wrong. I didn't even know it was there, but now I feel so much better. So it definitely, I personally had that experience. It works.
And we saw that the graduates of physical therapy has been snatched up so quickly recently.